these are just opinion from us, yeah, from two of us. So please don't cancel me, okay, if like I say something weird or say something like scary things, you know. สวัสดีครับทุกคนมาพบกับ Let Me Tell You This by อาร์ม อนุสรณ์ซึ่งแกเราแบบว่าออกไป2เอพิโซดเนาะซึ่งที่จริงอ่ะเป็นเอพิโซดเก่าที่แบบว่าไม่ได้ตั้งใจจะออกแต่ถูกๆแม่งติดท็อป10ว่ะอีหยังก่อนนะเออซึ่งเป็นอะไรที่เราภูมิใจมากๆแล้วก็วันนี้เนี่ยคืออาร์มเนี่ยเป็นสัตว์กินเนื้อเป็นสัตว์กินเนื้อที่กินแต่เนื้อวัวเนื้อไก่เนื้อหมูคือกินทุกเนื้อที่กินได้ยกเว้นเนื้อหมาเนื้อแมวอะไรอย่างเงี้ยจะไม่กินแล้วก็เราก็มีความฝันว่าเราอะอยากจะเป็นวีแกนเราไม่อยากกินเนื้อสัตว์แต่เราห้ามใจไม่ไหวทุกทีที่เห็นเนื้อสัตว์อะไรอย่างเงี้ยดังนั้นเนี่ยวันนี้เลยจะมีแขกพิเศษจากประเทศสหรัฐอเมริกามาพูดคุยกับเราเรื่องของวีแกนิซึมซึ่งแบบว่าจะพูดภาษาอังกฤษกันนะสำหรับ EP นี้ so hi guys welcome to let me tell you this by Arm Anuson and if you watch on YouTube you can see us beautiful face both of us and if you listen to the podcast so yeah just keep listening anyway you know I have been thinking about become a vegan for really really long time butIt's just like something, it's very hard to get, you know, it's just some excuse. It's actually, I can make my own, but I just keep making excuse all the time about become a vegan. I try for 1 month, it's exhausting, but it's just like, I feel like so cool about that. I feel like, you know, at least I'm not killing anyone or animal and stuff like that. And...I have one person that I have been following her on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and I admire her a lot. She is vegan, pure vegan, and her food is look like Jesus. I wanna try. I wanna eat. So I don't wanna introduce this lady to you. I want her to introduce herself to you guys. So please welcome.
My name is Ie. I was originally born in Nigeria, but I moved to the U.S. when I was really small. So the U.S. has been my home. I went vegan 6 years ago, and I've been an online social media influencer for like the past 5 years. And I love the topic of veganism.What I like to share is my passion for cooking and talking about animal rights and how animal rights and human rights actually are intersecting issues. And I'm really happy to be on your podcast today.
Yes, I'm really happy to having you here. So I just want to tell the audience of whoever listened to this, these are just opinion from us. Yeah, from two of us. So...please don't cancel me, okay, if like I say something weird or say something like scary things, you know, like I'm get tired of getting canceled. It's like Jesus Christ. Anyway, so let's start with this question. Why veganism? How come? What inspiration? Why you become vegan?
For me, I actually didn't start my vegan journey by becoming vegan for animal rights. Actually, my dad was very sick for many years with cancer. And so I watched a documentary about how we can eat whole food, plant-based, like very healthy food, and it can reduce or even prevent our chances of getting a disease like cancer,diabetes and heart disease. So I was eating a plant-based diet, which means no animal meat. But I wasn't completely vegan yet. I was more like vegetarian because I was still having yogurt and cheese on occasion. And then I watched a video on YouTube and it was called Dairy is Scary. And what the video shows us is howhorrifically cows are treated in the dairy industry, especially becausethey're artificially inseminated, which means they become pregnant against their will. They give birth to their babies and then when their babies are born, they're separated from their mothers so that humans can use their milk for all of the products that we use that has dairy in it. And I was really sad to know that, because I thought that, you know, cows were all happy living on farms and being loved. And I never really thought about the process that it takes to get dairy milk. And, you know, at the end of the day, because it's a business, these cows don't go to sanctuaries and live a happy life at the end of the day. They're killed and they go into the other different food products that we eat. And so I decided at that moment in time that I was going to go vegan, because I support all living beings. And I think that animals, they love, they have feelings, they have emotions, and they want to be cared for. They don't want to be used to become products.
Jesus, I want to be a vegan right now. That would just like, that many just like, you know, I totally agree with you, because, you know, I have my dog and I was thinking like, I'm not going to eat her, and her life, my dog life and the cow and the chicken is also the same. It's equal. So it's pretty hard for me to just accept that, you know, but let's say it's also hard to find a vegan food in Thailand as well too. Oh, by the way, I'm Thai people. I'm in Thailand. So yeah, just let you know. So is that your family eat vegan as well?
My family will eat anything I cook, but my family is not vegan. They support my vegan lifestyle because they make sure we go to places to eat that have vegan food, but they have not become vegan yet themselves, but they understand what veganism is, but they still haven't become vegan yet.
Mm-hmm. So what about your friends? Like you are like people around yourself? Are they vegan?
I have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, like, I'm part of local vegan groups.
So like when you go to like a group of people, do you have a group of people who's just like your friend forever, like Spy Girl, something like that? And then those lady are not vegan, but you are the only one vegan. Have you experienced something like that?
Yeah, I have both vegan and non-vegan friends. So I have some friends that I met, you know, like over 10 years ago. You know, I even have friends from high school that we still hang out and keep in touch till this day, and they're not vegan. And I believe it's because of like my welcoming personality and like non-judgmental towards them that we still have a good time going out to different restaurants. And I always find something vegan to eat. I always choose restaurants that can make all of us comfortable.
Yeah. So you know, one like major things that is so hard to become a vegan, because I love to travel. So when I go to like India, when I go to Japan, when I go to, you know, I like to try the local food, and sometimes it's not vegan, not sometimes, like most of the time. And yeah, I just find the reason to make it right, but it's actually not right. So okay, what do you think about people who are not vegan? Because you mentioned that. Like I feel really, really bad about what you said about like, you know, eating animal and stuff like that. What do you think about us, like people who kill the cow, kill the pig, you know, like eating bacon, something like that?
Well, in my opinion, and I think that there's other vegans that will disagree with me, I never blame the individual in the sense that like the person that I know is killing cows or killing pigs or killing any animal, because I understand like the reality of it is we were raised in a system that eats other animals. So most people don't know any other way because they haven't been taught. And I believe that it takes, you know, having a personal motivation to want to be vegan. So I don't judge my friends because I haven't always been vegan. I've only been vegan for the last 6 years. So I understand that they need to come to the decision themselves by learning more about what happens in the animal agriculture industry and learning more about what happens when animals are farmed for food. And I have made Some of my friends go vegan by just sharing my insights, like sharing my content on social media about delicious vegan food and sharing my ideas about why animals should not be abused and exploited and killed for food. So I'm not thinking negative thoughts of my friends. I'm thinking they just need more information and time to make the decision.
Right, right. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. So if I want to be a veganism, if I want to be a vegan, what should I start first? Like, what should I do first? You know, like, can you tell me the step by step?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing that is, it seems like pretty easy, or people miss this first step that I think is so important. And that is to really have a good reason why you want to be vegan. Because if you just start like researching recipes, when you go out to a restaurant or you hang out with friends or you're doing your normal everyday activities, you're not really thinking about veganism. You're just thinking about yourself and how to be fed and be happy and things like that. So I think the most important thing is to actually research and know, how do we get eggs? How do we get cheese? How do we get animal meat? Because if you see the horrific things that happen to animals in order for us to get those foods, you probably won't want to eat it. And on top of that is to research the environmental impact about exactly how farming animals is destroying our environment, which is our only home, our only planet where we can live. They say that animal agriculture is the leading source of climate change. And in addition to that, research about how eating animal products harms our health, because they say that in the entire world, heart disease is the biggest killer. And heart disease comes from clogged blood vessels. And clogged blood vessels is because of cholesterol in animal meat. So we don't want to be eating something that's going to harm our health, harm other individuals, and harm our planet. So I think the biggest thing that you need to do first is to research and know what happens in all of these industries and what happens to animals, and create a personal connection with these facts. Like, you know, you have to believe these facts for yourself. And then the next thing would just be knowing how to eat, what you can eat, what places you can eat, because that's really important. You know, veganism isn't just about the food, though. It's a philosophy, and it's a way of living to reduce as much harm as possible. So it's not about being a perfect vegan, about removing all animal products from your life and then you're automatically perfect. It's about trying to adopt a mindset of harm reduction and doing everything in your power to cause the least amount of harm to another individual as possible.
Wow. I want to be a vegan right now. I said three times. And yeah, so what vegan can eat and cannot eat?
So vegans don't eat anything that comes from an animal or is made by an animal. So that means we don't eat meat. We don't eat, you know, cheese, yogurt, or eggs, and even honey. So I think the eggs, honey, and milk surprise a lot of people, because they're like, well, we don't kill cows to get milk, but eventually they get killed because farmers don't want to feed them forever, because they stop producing milk at a certain point and they become useless to the farming industry. So the cows that we get milk from are killed for meat eventually when they get too old to make milk. And then eggs, animals are, you know, they're not living in their natural environment. These chickens are often put in cages. And if they're not put in cages, they're usually in filthy conditions, packed too closely together to enjoy their life, not able to create the social hierarchies that they have when they're living in nature, because actually chickens are very social creatures. They have something called a pecking order, which means that they have, you know, respect for the eldest individual or the strongest individual within their group. So they don't get to form their natural relationships when they're being exploited for eggs or even for chicken meat. And then I think, yeah, that's basically the main thing.
Yeah. And like the first month when you became a vegan, How did you feel at that time? Do you feel tired, or you feel like, Jesus, like I'm so satisfied, or like how was that feel? Because I believe some people who listen to this, they wanna try vegan, but they're afraid that they're gonna exhausting, they're gonna be tired, they cannot work, you know, thing like that.
I think a lot of people feel that way because vegetables and grains and beans and maybe rice and noodles, they have less calories than eating, you know, chicken, steak, and all these kind of other foods. So I think the main, most important thing is to create a well-planned diet. So you have to make sure you add protein to your diet, which is comes from beans. It comes from tofu. It comes from plant milks like soy milk or cashew milk and things like that. I think that people often become, you know, tired and lack energy because they're not eating enough calories from plant foods. So when I first went vegan, I actually was already starting to eat plant-based meals for a long time before that, researching recipes and researching like how to eat properly and how to get enough nutrients. So, you know, the American Dietetic Association, basically the organization that writes the food guidelines, says that you can get all of the vitamins, minerals, and nutrition you need on a vegan or plant-based diet. So the main thing is just making sure you're eating different types of beans and tofu and whole grains and lots of vegetables. So I think you need to like fill up on a lot of food, especially in the beginning, so that you don't feel hungry. When I first started doing it, I felt amazing. I actually felt lighter and like a heavy weight was lifted off of myself and I felt more energetic. So I think that if you're eating enough and you're eating the right amount of nutrients, that you'll feel great. You won't feel tired at all.
Okay, that's awesome. So, did you feel any pleasure when you become a vegan? Because you know, before I talking to you, I do the research. I saw like Piers Morgan. I saw like those people who harass vegan people, and then they fight really hard in the UK, and then they, you know, like. Is I watch it and I feel exhausting. I feel bad for those vegan and I don't get it. You know, like, did you get lots of pleasure when people criticize you that you are vegan?
So in my family, no one criticized me or made me feel bad for being vegan. I think when I first started, they would make some jokes that were, you know, they're trying to be funny. But like outside of that, I didn't get much hate or criticism from my friends or people at work or anything like that. But I did get inspired to do animal rights activism, which means going to protests. And I think when you go to protests and you meet people who are anti-vegan, which means they hate vegans. Yeah, they were very angry and upset when we would go to like the circus protests because we didn't want animals to be used for entertainment. People will yell at you and they'll scream at you and they'll shout all types of horrific things. But I think veganism is not a widely adopted philosophy yet. So it's only natural for human beings to hate things that they think are weird or new or different. And I don't take it personally. I mean, I didn't enjoy being yelled and screamed at, but I also understand why people feel resistance to being vegan. And I think if you're going to be vegan, I think you have to understand that you have to have a thick skin, which means you can't let people's hatred and criticism get to you. And that's like for life and anything you do. You have to be firm about your own stance and believe in what you're doing, and then the negative comments won't affect you.
Yeah. I saw many people like criticize veganism and stuff like that, and then sometimes I feel like, you know, I feel bad, like the way that they talk, the way they just make veganism be like a black sheep, what do they call it? Yeah, like, you know, outsider and stuff like that. Like, you are the one who gonna destroy economic, blah, 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 and stuff like that. You know, it's pretty sad about that. So how become vegan impact your life?
I believe that veganism made me feel like I'm more aligned with my values and my beliefs, because I've always felt like this world needs to have more peace and more justice and more compassion. So being vegan expanded all of those feelings and ideas that I had already and made me feel like I was living according to my beliefs. So I also learned from veganism about how veganism, it's also about caring for, you know, the marginalized and caring for the weak and caring for those who don't have protection. So I learned more about, you know, other social justice movements and how, you know, if we're going to care about anti-racism, if we're going to care about homophobia and all of these other things that are impacting our world, we should also add animal rights to the list of causes that we care about, because over 80 billion land animals are killed each year, not just for food, but for products as well, products that we use. You know, there's animal products in the tires of cars. There's animal products almost all around us. So knowing like the high numbers of animals that are killed made me realize like we need to not only care about other human beings, but we need to care about animals, because horrific things are happening to them. You know, with climate change, all of the trees we're cutting down to create grazing farmlands for cows so people can eat steak is making our planet go extinct, because we're losing oxygen from all those trees that we cut down. So I think it's really, really, really important for people to understand that veganism is not this like outsider philosophy. If we all don't at least start eating more plant-based, even if you don't become vegan, that we're not going to have a planet to live on, because it's taking too many resources away from our planet to continue eating the way we're eating today.
Yeah. So, you know, people who listen or watch this video or listen to this podcast right now, just go to her IG or her TikTok. It's just so inspiration. Can you tell them what your IG and TikTok?
And yeah, so on all my social media, my Instagram and my TikTok, I share how to create delicious food and easy plant-based recipes. But I also just talk about the importance of caring for other animals. And also I talk about some of the hate and criticism that vegans get, because I think it's also important to be aware of how people who adopt this philosophy are treated in society. And sometimes I debunk the myths about veganism. So yeah, if you follow me on social media, you'll get to see all of this and more.
So what is like the hateful comment that you get, like you got and you feel like, damn, that's hurt?
I mean, to me, veganism is not about me. And what that means is that I'm vegan because I don't want animals to be harmed, and I don't want our environment to be destroyed. So when people make comments about me being vegan, I don't really get hurt or offended, because the ones that are really being harmed when we eat animals are the animals themselves, not me. So I think about the fact that, you know, people are saying these things simply because they don't have enough knowledge and information about what veganism truly means. A lot of people think that veganism is just like a diet. It's just like a way of differentiating yourself from other people and being like unique or different, and that they think we're doing it for fun or attention or something like that. And they're not understanding that we're doing it because there is a bigger goal and a bigger reason. And that's that we need to protect other living beings and we need to protect our planet. So I don't take the hate comments personally. I think that people just need to have more awareness about what veganism means. And you know, the comments that I get are so silly. It will be like, why are you making your food look like animals if you don't eat animals? And it's just because, you know, a lot of us grew up eating animals, so we want to have a similar taste or texture or feeling like we used to have when we used to eat animals, but we just don't want to harm the animal directly. We don't want them to be, you know, killed for our food. But that doesn't mean vegans don't like flavor and seasoning and, you know, replicating foods that we used to eat. So I just brush off those comments. I think they're funny and they're kind of like useless to me.
Yeah, I get hate comment every single day. Even now, even right now, I'm still got hate comment, but that's fine. So there are a group of hardcore vegan. Like I saw on YouTube, like one guy, I think you know him. Like he's like, he like the god of vegan, but he really aggressive. Like, what do you think about those people who like, you know, just telling people you are killer, you are blah blah blah, you know?
I don't think it's effective. I know those types of vegans. They think that they're helping people and they're helping animals by being militant and being aggressive. What I really think is happening there is something called misanthropy, and misanthropy means hating humans. So I think they really hate humans when they act that way, because I think the most important way to influence people is with love, compassion, and education. Because I think if people knew the truth about animal agriculture and the facts of what's happening to our planet and the facts of what's happening to animals, they'll be more inclined, or they'll be more interested in adopting a vegan lifestyle than if you just shout and scream. Nobody has ever been influenced by being shamed, by being put down, and by being insulted or being embarrassed about who they are and how they live.
Louder, please. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you about this topic. Yeah. Because hating or shameless someone is not gonna work, you know, it's never gonna be. Yeah. So last thing, I would like you to invite people to become a vegan. I just wanna know, like, how, like, you know, can, if you be able to convince or invite people to join the vegan, and what do you wanna say? What do you wanna tell?
I think the most important thing is the fact that when you're born and you come into this world and you start experiencing the love of animals, right? I'm sure your parents expose you to dogs and to cats and to other living creatures. You get fascinated by birds, and you like to see elephants, and you like to see like all of the pretty animals that we have on this planet. There's no child that doesn't love animals. But as we are raised and we get older, and our parents lovingly, you know, feed us meat because they think that that's the right thing to do. Like 99% of the world eats other animals. So they're just, you know, falling in line according to what society does. We become desensitized. Like we forget how innocent we were as children and how much we loved animals. And if we knew that animals were what we're eating on our plate, we wouldn't want to eat them. And I know this because I experienced this when I found out that I was eating goat meat, and a goat is an animal that is very sweet and loving. I was really upset with my mom when I found out the same animal on my plate is the same animal that I love. So I think it's about going back to our childhood innocence. Our childhood innocence is always right. It never lies to us. The person we were when we were the youngest is who we really are inside, but we forget. So I think the most important thing is to realize we all have compassion for other animals, and going vegan just means practicing that philosophy by removing the animals that are on our plate and going back to the idea of love, compassion, and justice for all living beings, and not leaving animals out of our perfect vision for the world. Because if you don't want to see war, if you don't want to see violence, why are you putting violence on your plate? If you want people to be free and happy and loved, then you have to love other individuals. Going vegan is the number one thing an individual can do to, you know, help with the climate change emergency, because we don't want to create a demand for products that are destroying our environment. So I think that there's so many reasons to go vegan. I think just get started, start researching, you know, vegan people who are creating recipes and sharing their lifestyle and philosophy, and learning what true veganism means, which is doing the least amount of harm to other individuals and to yourself and to other humans. So I think that if you research about more about veganism, research more about what to eat, research about exactly what happens to the animals that are killed for food, then you just do it. Like, people are overthinking it a lot. I think the main thing is just to get started, you know, start to change what you eat, start to change how you live, and eventually it'll all come together.
Wow. I'm become a vegan right now. Oh, yeah. I totally agree everything you said. It was so surprised because I tried to think about what you said and, you know, defend something like as a animal eater. I hate that word. Yeah, but yeah, I totally agree with you. And so, oh gosh, I'm speechless because I feel bad right now. It's just like,
I don't want you to feel bad, but I want you to learn, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, because exactly you're right. When I was a kid, I watched those movie Babe, you know, the pig and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love them. And mm-hmm. I'm eating them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the right thing for me to do. So I feel bad for those animals because I believe that like the cow, the pig, they all have feeling. They get hurt. They get mm-hmm. hurt. When they got killed, they scream so loud. And mm-hmm. and I saw those video and yeah, I want to cry right now. Jesus, but I'm not.
Cry. Yeah, we're friends here. We're all friends here.
Because when you brought up the topic, like when we are a kid, we have and those animal friends, you know, like, mm-hmm. and right now we harm them. That's not mm-hmm. nothing. So, oh, thank you so much. I learned a lot. It's just, you know, 30 minutes podcast, but is I think people who listen to the podcast will be at least think another side of become veganism. It's not about aggressive. It's not about like, you know, human is bad. Not about hating another human being. It's about okay. caring and love every life, you know, mm-hmm. including the animal too. So, yeah, and can you tell the audience one more time about how to follow you? Like, where should we contact you? The email and everything. You know, I can put it on like under this video as well. But yeah, just I you know, guys, people. I just want you to go to see her IG. It's so much fun. She made food from Japanese cartoon. I was like,
yeah.
Whoa, that's beyond what I'm expecting about veganism to do that. Like, yeah, and it's not easy, it's not hard at all. It's so easy and simple and stuff like that. So yeah, I want you guys to go check it out. So please say it again, like your account.
Oh yeah, so you can find me on all my social media platforms, which is Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter as well. And my username is EA Loves Life, and it's spelled IYE and LOVESLIFE, EA Loves Life. Yeah, I'll look forward to engaging with you and talking to you on social media. Always DM me your questions and I'll be happy to help. And my email is EALovesLife@gmail.com.
Yeah, just ask her anything, you know. We met because she watched one of my series, right? Am I right? I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, watched a lot. I watched Present Perfect. I watched I watched Till the World Ends, and I think that you're amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad, you know, like at least someone appreciate my works, like, you know. And which one is your favorite? This is not about vegan, guys. This is about my yeah.
Yeah, I think my favorite, because I watched it like many times, is Two Moons Two. I just really love that one. But I'm really impressed by your new like sci-fi genre, Till the World Ends. I think that you're like the first one to have that idea, and I think that that's amazing.
It's so
We
funny.
need more romance sci-fi.
Yeah, I was pitching this project since 2017, and then when I made it, many of the world ending theme came out.
I know.
I was like, what the hell, you know? But anyway, so thank you so much. You know, you have no idea. You completely changed my mind, to be honest.
I'm so happy with that.
Yeah, I'm glad that to have you to be a part of my podcast. So this is gonna be episode 3. So thank you again, and guys, we are not forced you to be a vegan or anything. We just want you to think about the different side of life. You know, like every life deserves to be loved, deserves to be equal. You know, not just killing stuff. So. It's a lot to me. Thank you so much, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thanks. You have a good day. And you guys, ขอให้วันนี้เป็นวันที่มีความสุขนะครับหวังว่าพอดแคสต์ครั้งนี้เนี่ยจะเปลี่ยนแปลงอะไรได้บ้างซึ่งแบบฟังแล้วก็คือรู้สึกว่ากูอยากเป็นวีแกนทันทีเลยอะไรอย่างนี้เนาะเออก็ขอบคุณมากครับขอให้คืนนี้เป็นคืนที่ดีเป็นวันที่ดีสวัสดีครับ